From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia being remembered. Some held vigil in the frigid cold outside the Supreme Court Saturday night, hours after his death of natural causes at the age of 79 was announced. Flags at the high court are at half-staff. Justice Scalia was the longest-serving justice on the high court, and President Obama said Scalia had a brilliant legal mind.
He influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students, and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. He will no doubt be remembered as one of the most consequential judges and thinkers to serve on the Supreme Court. Justice Scalia dedicated his life to the cornerstone of our democracy, the rule of law.
Mr. Obama said he plans to fulfill his constitutional responsibility to nominate a successor in due time, and said he expects the Senate to give the nominee a timely hearing and a vote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. A U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State John Kerry has traveled to Albania in a bid to promote bilateral cooperation and encourage the country's officials to continue efforts to enact justice reforms. "I am encouraged," said Kerry, "by the judicial reform package that is now being considered to improve the judiciary and allow for a greater crackdown on corruption." He commented after meeting today with the Albanian prime minister and other officials in Tirana. "Your country is moving in the right direction," Kerry added. "Without the support and advice of the United States, Albania would not have managed to make progress," said the Albanian prime minister. This is VOA News. The United Nations said today Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015, an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilian casualties during 2015 are the highest recorded since it began its systematic documentation of civilian casualties in 2009. It says increased ground fighting in and around populated areas, along with suicide and other attacks in major cities, were the main causes of conflict-related civilian deaths and injuries in 2015. The report, however, documented a 10% reduction in civilian casualties from Taliban attacks. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has taken part in a televised debate, his first ever and the second in the lead-up to this week's presidential election. VOA's Jill Craig is in Kampala with this report.
Healthcare and education dominated the first debate. This time around, candidates gave their positions on topics such as whether Uganda should continue sending troops to conflict zones like Somalia and South Sudan, how the country can best fight terrorism threats, if it should withdraw from the International Criminal Court, and how best to improve the economy. Museveni, with the ruling NRM party, was joined on stage by Kizza Besigye, the longtime leader of the opposition Forum for Democratic Change, and Amama Mbabazi, a former prime minister to the president who is running as an independent, as well as five other candidates. Besigye has run against Museveni three times before, losing each time amid accusations that the president's supporters rigged the vote and intimidated his opponents. Ugandans head to the polls on Thursday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
Syrian activists said Turkey shelled Kurdish fighters in northern Syria for a second day today, after warning it would take action if it faced a threat from across the border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the conflict in Syria, said the shelling targeted areas north of the city of Aleppo and killed two fighters. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Saturday the Kurdish forces were a threat to the Syrian town of Azaz, located a few kilometers from the border. Syria's military, backed by Russia, is pressing its own offensive in the region to recapture Aleppo and the border area. Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all the remains of the victims of the recent earthquake. The final remains were pulled Saturday from a flattened 17-story apartment building in Tainan, a city of 2 million residents. Officials say 116 people died in the 6.4 magnitude quake. Most of the victims died in the Weigong, the collapsed apartment building. The developer of the building and two other men associated with the structure have been arrested on suspicion of negligent homicide. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.